Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. By a vote of 9-0, the U.S. Supreme Court has overturned a Colorado Supreme Court ruling that blocked former President Donald Trump from appearing on the state's presidential ballot.
I want to just thank them for working so quickly and so diligently and so brilliantly.
Voters make their presidential choices in more than a dozen states and American Samoa on Super Tuesday. CBS's Aaron Navarro says this could be the last stand for Nikki Haley.
Are kind of clunky rules. Maybe if you hit a certain threshold, a percentage, you'll get a delegate or two. But if she gets none of them, I think she'll be facing the harder questions of how long she should or can actually stay in this race.
CBS's Robert Costa says President Biden is already looking beyond Super Tuesday.
For President Biden, can he bring the issue of January 6th back to the fore of our national conversation? Remind people about Trump's role in and around January 6th in terms of the pressure campaign on former Vice President Pence, the effort to have electors come to Washington.
Several people have died after a small plane crashed beside a highway in Nashville. WTVF-TV reporter Hunter Hoagland.
What we know right now from authorities is that a single-engine plane crashed on the shoulder of I-40. According to Metro Police, John Toon Airport received a message from the aircraft, a pilot there, about engine and power failure. They were in the air there. We're told they were given the all-clear to land, but the pilot then radioed in that they were not able to make it to the airport.
Some parts of Northern California are buried under 7 feet of snow or more. CBS's Carter Evans is in Truckee.
There's so much snow here, they have to make huge piles just to be able to clear the roads. It's like this all over town. Another storm is moving in, and this one could drop another foot of snow in some areas.
Federal regulators say they found problems with an audit of Boeing. CBS's Matt Piper has that.
The FAA says its audit into Boeing and Spirit AeroSystems of the 737 MAX finds multiple instances where both allegedly failed to comply with manufacturing quality control requirements. The agency says it also found noncompliance issues with Boeing's parts handling and storage.
The FAA has ordered Boeing to address the findings within 3 months. 5-year-old Jacob Young of Colorado has been accepted into Mensa, the club for very smart people. His mother, Renee, says her son scored in the top 1% on the test to get into the group.
He loves the History Channel. The conversations are like what you might have in a high school or college class, but it's with our 5-year-old at the dinner table.
Mom says whatever is going on with Jacob, he is still just a boy who keeps just asking questions. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggeheld. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin taxpayers with kids are getting a tax break. Governor Evers is enacting a bipartisan bill to expand child and dependent care tax credits from 50% of the federal credit to 100%. The total tax relief should add up to $73 million a year. On Friday, Evers vetoed 3 Republican tax cut bills. Suburban women in Wisconsin have a lot to say about who wins the race for president. That's why First Lady Jill Biden was in Waukesha Sunday talking about reproductive rights.
We are the first generation, and I think someone said this, in a half a century, to give our daughters a country with fewer rights than we all had.
Vice President Kamala Harris plans to be in Madison on Wednesday. I'm Nate Wuggeheld, Civic Media News.
The Brewers beat the Diamondbacks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A rematch of last year's playoff series, and this time Milwaukee on top 10-4 over the Arizona Diamondbacks. Over the weekend, the Brewers' Rhys Hoskins, able to play some as the designated hitter for the first time since suffering a torn ACL a year ago while still with the Phillies. Hoskins on how soon will he be able to play at first base.
Today went well, but I've learned that it's always about how it goes tomorrow, so yeah, I mean, I'm thinking soon, right? We're now in March. Got to get my legs underneath me and be able to play in the field. So I don't know the exact day, but I'm hoping soon.
College basketball, the Badgers with another loss, this time 91-83 to Illinois. They face Rutgers on Thursday. NBA, the Bucks holding a special Sunday practice session to work on some more of their defense.
Really just trying to get better at everything we've put in, you know, address some slippage areas.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Rain, even a thunderstorm possible during the overnight. We'll see lows dropping to the upper 30s, breezy north winds, gusting as high as 30 and 35 miles per hour. Now we'll see some clouds to start your Tuesday, but skies will turn mostly sunny, lower 40s. Right now it's 40.
Tune into the Earl Ingram Show Tuesday at 8 a.m. for my regular conversation with Sandy Williams. I'm Earl Ingram.
News, talk, and the sports that made Wisconsin great. Packers, Bucks, and coming in 2024, the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the third hour of our program. On the line with us is Barbara McQuaid, the MSNBC legal analyst you've all seen on TV, professor at the University of Michigan Law School, former U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Michigan. Back in 2010 to 2017, she was appointed by President Obama. First woman to serve in that position, in fact. BarbaraMcQuaid.squarespace.com is her website. Barbara McQuaid on Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it. And she has a new book out, The Attack from Within. Barbara, welcome to the program, and thanks so much for joining us. Give us an overview of the book.
Thank you, Tom. It's great to be with you. Well, the book talks about disinformation. I was a national security prosecutor and now professor who teaches national security law. And I have seen the threat to American national security evolve from Al-Qaeda to ISIS to disinformation. And, you know, at one time this was something we worried about coming from outside our borders, from Russia. And now I see disinformation as something we're facing from within. You know, just today I saw online images of Donald Trump posing with African Americans that is reported to be artificial intelligence designed to influence black voters into thinking that there are many people who are supporting Donald Trump who share their affinity. And so we have not just the ability to dupe people into believing things that are not true, but we are also seeing, I think, people choosing tribe over truth and saying things they know are not true just because they fit their own narrative or political goals.
Yeah. In fact, I saw those pictures this morning, and I believe in one of them, one of the black people only had three fingers or something. Sometimes those are the tells that they're generated by artificial intelligence. To what extent is the disinformation that's being spread right now tied to one political party? I mean, are there Democratic politicians and Democratic influencers who are using lies and disinformation as aggressively as Republicans, or is this actually a partisan problem?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know to what extent it's being done by everybody, but what I see is the leader of all of this is Donald Trump and the far right part of the Republican Party. There are certainly, many people who are moderate Republicans who are following the rules. I'm not aware, but, you know, this is a tool that can be used by anybody to fool people. But I think the thing that is most dangerous is not just that we might fall for these things, artificial intelligence or lies or false claims, but there are people who, you know, for example, know that the 2020 election was not stolen, but are willing to go along with the con because it advances their position. You know, for example, Representative Elise Stefanik refers to people who are jailed for their role in the January 6th attack as hostages.
Right.
I know she knows better, but she's willing to advance that narrative for political gain. And so what is at least visible is that it is, you know, members of the far right who are using these tools of disinformation, these strategies of disinformation, to try to obtain political advantage.
There's a long history here, Barb. The Russian Tsar in the early years of the 20th century had his intelligence service produce this Protocols of the Elders of Zion that became the basis of this wild international Jewish conspiracy theory that then Hitler used in his climb to power and then later used as an excuse for the extermination of an entire group of people in Germany and surrounding countries. How do we combat that?
Yeah, and you're right. My book talks about the history, and although the delivery mechanisms have changed of how disinformation gets out to us, you know, through social media and cable television and other ways, it's really the tactics that are the same that we've seen for throughout history by authoritarians. And so how do we get out from under it? Well, I think that a place to start is by insisting on truth. I think that there are people on the right and the left who are willing to feel like the ends justify the means and to make arguments that they think advance the cause without looking to the details. And the details matter. There is this tactic that I talk about in the book called the all-or-nothing fallacy, which is this idea that there are only two sides to every issue. There are only two opinions, two candidates, two views on policies. And then to so demonize the other side and to scapegoat them and to call them evil, you know, they want to eat your children, that you present your side as the only tenable choice for, you know, good, patriotic people who love our country. And so that division means that we demand political purity and there's no room for compromise and no room for nuance. And if we want to get anything done in this country and advance society, we need to recognize that sometimes our team is wrong on issues or our team has flaws. And maybe the best way to achieve something is through compromise.
But what do you do when you have actual elected officials promoting the idea that, Democrats are torturing children to extract their blood to get the adrenochrome to get high off it? And, I mean, this is actually a widespread belief. And it's been promoted and continues to be. Mike Flynn is traveling the country right now promoting this kind of stuff. It seems like if you point it out, you're just amplifying their message.
Yeah, it's a really hard problem, I think, especially for mainstream media, because sometimes just by reporting about it, even if all they say is, you know, this person said this ridiculous thing, you know, people are busy and don't pay attention. And sometimes we just read the headlines and they're left with this false impression and it gives oxygen to these negative theories. I think that we have to do a couple of things. One is I think we have to engage in relentless fact checking. There are some great websites for fact checking that are out there that all of us as individuals can use. Factcheck.org. There's one called Snopes. There's another called PolitiFact, where we can get accurate facts and not somebody's spin about facts. And I think we have to get out and talk to real people in the real world. There's a lot of nonsense online, and when we're all in our own little information bubbles, sometimes that's all we see, and you can't rebut things that you don't see. Right. But in the real world, we can talk to people, and so I think that's the place in the workplace, in our places of faith, in our children's sports teams. Those are the places where we can meet real people and talk across difference.
So Vladimir Putin has this Internet Research Agency, the IRA, in St. Petersburg, with over 600 people sitting there just, you know, 24/7 cranking out BS social media, pretending to be Americans, and largely embraced, it seems, by Musk on X and tolerated by Zuckerberg on Facebook. And they played a huge role in the 2016 election. I mean, we know this. Robert Mueller identified it and, in fact, indicted, 30-some-odd of them, 20-some-odd of them?
Yeah.
Are you suggesting, legislation or some... Finland, for example, another one. You know, Finland has now started in their elementary schools, critical thinking skills and internet literacy programs. But when a country is under attack, I published a piece this morning about how in the years leading up to World War II, from 39 to 42, in a big way, Nazi Germany was pumping disinformation into the United States through Americans and through people who were pretending to be Americans. It was obviously they didn't have the internet, but they had a huge reach. It seems like calling it out isn't enough. It seems like when you tell Republicans, oh, yeah, that's a meme that came from Putin, they like shrug their shoulders and say, yeah, we don't care. It helps us.
Yeah. So that's the part I think that is so damaging, is that people are willing to choose tribe over truth.
Yeah.
As long as it satisfies my narrative, I don't care. But, you know, think about the consequences of that. Russia is not in favor of Donald Trump or Joe Biden. Russia is in favor of Russia. And so destabilizing democracy is in their best interest. They are seeking to sow division. Look for all the cracks in society, whether it's in immigration or gay rights or immunization or whatever the issue is, guns. We're just going to stoke division on both sides of this issue by ramping stuff up. And, you know, people take the bait and they end up arguing with Russians or bots that they don't know. So I think the solutions come from two places. One is I do think that there are things we can do ourselves through media literacy, through recognizing fakes online, for looking for second sources of information. So the media literacy they're doing in Finland is great, and I think we need to do some of those things. I also think that all of us need to avoid taking the bait and saying things that we know are not true just because we believe it advances our team's interests. But also, we, the people, need to get together collectively and put in some meaningful regulation on social media to help us recognize these fakes.
Makes perfect sense. Barbara McQuaid, the book is The Attack from Within, How Disinformation is Sabotaging America. Available anywhere fine books are. Barb, thanks so much for dropping by.
Thank you, Tom.
Great talking with you.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned.
What do you think about it? Talk radio is it? All Talk and Sports, 1400 AM, 99.1 FM, WRJN.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, philosopher you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Alma Show.
Green Bay's a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Welcome back. It's 21 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Jack in Houston, Texas. Hey, Jack, what's on your mind today?
Well, the reason I've called, I was going to ask a question. I have not seen very much spoken about Iran's involvement in what's going on in the Middle East. It's almost like you don't know who's in charge of Iran unless you look it up. And there's certainly a power behind Hamas.
Yeah.
But very little has been spoken about it.
My sense of it is that the Biden administration, which would probably have to be driving that process, you know, exposing behaviors and things like that, really doesn't want to be in a conflict with Iran right now. And in fact, there may well be back-channeled negotiations to try to, you know, restore the deal that Donald Trump blew up. I have no specific information, Jack, but that would be my guess as to why we're not hearing much about it.
Well, we see it. We know. Or I say we know. And we get most of our information through the media, or different medias.
Right.
I think that they are a purveyor of arms to the Middle East right now, and they got a ton of money.
Yeah,
that's
true.
For financing is concerned, and they are, if they're not, involved, they're certainly directing some of these attacks that we see now. The idea of Hamas, what was the reason that Hamas went into Israel? The reason was they wanted to kill people.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Yeah.
They couldn't take over any land, so they wanted to kill human beings. And they achieved that. But what they did because of that is the Palestinians, people in that country, have paid a horrendous price for that because Netanyahu is not going to stop. And I really don't blame him, though I hate to say that, until he wipes out Hamas.
Yeah, but he's not going to wipe out Hamas, number one. Hamas is an idea as much as it is an organization. What he's doing is he's promoting Hamas. Hamas, you know, Iran wanted chaos in the region. Hamas wanted Israel to overstep, just like bin Laden. You know, bin Laden bragged after 9/11 that he could just wave an al-Qaeda flag and America would spend $1 trillion and lose thousands of Americans, you know, soldiers, you know, pursuing that flag. I mean, it's like, you know, the Israeli response was just as stupid as the Bush's response to 9/11. They really should have been doing something like they did in response to the murder, the slaughter of the Israeli athletes back in Munich back in the day. Jack, thanks for the call. Dave in Seattle. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind today?
Tom, thanks for taking my call. Can you hear me?
Yeah, okay. Just fine.
Yeah. First-time caller, long-time listener. You are an example of Hope Springs Eternal.
I don't see an option, an alternative, actually.
Right. I would never want it to come to this, but wouldn't you say that most of the firearms in the United States are concentrated in the urban areas?
No, they're not, actually. The counties, okay. The rural counties have a higher percentage of gun ownership per capita than do cities.
Okay. I just thought in the event of some kind of...
And they also have a higher... They also have... Rural counties in the United States also have a higher percentage of murder on a per capita basis and of gun crimes in general, including suicides.
I see. Okay. All right, Tom, thank you for that.
You're
that
welcome,
Dave. I appreciate it.
Good talking to you.
Keep up.
Nolan in Minneapolis. Hey, Nolan, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Nolan.
Hey, so I had a question. You know, if the Saudi Arabia is going to play games with the oil prices.
As they've done over and over again over the last 15, 20 years.
And we could show that, you know, a basic graph, you know, over the, during elections.
Yeah.
Why doesn't Obama use the strategic reserves up until the election? And then after that, you know, they wouldn't have.
You mean Biden?
You know.
By the way, I looked up the refinery. I plugged it into ChatGPT and said, when was that refinery sold to the Saudis? And it said 1988. And then I said, and then Sean looked it up and she said, no, it was in 2017. Trump did it. And so I went back to ChatGPT and said, it looks to me like it was in 2017. And then ChatGPT says, I apologize. I mean, it literally said, I apologize. I had it wrong. It was in 2017. The problem is not oil. The problem is gasoline. And the Saudis now own, in Port Arthur, Texas, the largest gasoline refinery in the United States, capable of refining 600,000 gallons of gasoline a day. And when they shut that down, as they did in 2022, your gas prices are just going to explode. And, you know, I'm betting that they will shut it down in September or October of this year. You know,
They're shutting refinery or
the refinery.
Are they increasing their price of oil that they're
doing both. They are cutting production. Yeah. They've cut their production from 13 million barrels a day down to 9 million barrels a day of oil, of crude oil. But, you know, we're not importing that much Saudi oil. We're producing a lot of oil here in the United States. And so, you know, now Trump helped sell them that refinery in Port Arthur, Texas, the largest one in the United States. And, you know, oil only becomes gasoline when it goes through a refinery. And so, you know, what they do before elections is they shut down the refinery for maintenance, and that causes gasoline prices to spike, and that's the problem.
The GOP wouldn't take this laying down, and I don't know why we couldn't bring it up.
I agree, Nolan. I agree. And Biden should be pointing this stuff out. And frankly, I think he should nationalize that refinery, but that's a whole other argument. Nolan, thank you for the call. 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back. In a few minutes here with more of your calls. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Viktor Orban is coming to Mar-a-Lago. I'll tell you about that, and I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901, 800-421-9901, 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
I really do try to live with a heart-healthy diet and a good exercise routine, and I also love Superbeats Heart Chews. I get daily blood pressure support and just two tasty chews a day. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Superbeats are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. I know I'm doing something good for myself every day when I eat my Superbeats Heart Chews. I've been taking them for years. I keep them by the bed so I see it every night. And don't forget, they're so convenient to take. I just love that. Superbeats Heart Chews are effective, and clinically studied. From Superbeats, the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for cardiovascular health support. It's a convenient way to support healthy blood pressure. No pills to swallow, no ingredients to mix or prepare. Plus, they're plant-based. No artificial sweeteners or colors. Double your potential with Superbeets Heart Chews. Get a free month's supply of Superbeets Heart Chews in all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to tomlovesbeets.com. Get this offer exclusively at tomlovesbeets.com. It's T-H-O-M, loves, B-E-E-T-S.com.
News, talk, and the sports that made Wisconsin great. Packers, Bucks, and coming in 2024, the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
CBS News Brief. Voters in more than a dozen states and American Samoa will make their presidential choices known on Super Tuesday. CBS's Aaron Navarro says it's make or break for Nikki Haley.
If she gets 40% in a good amount of these states or cuts into a single-digit gap with her and former President Trump, I think that shows cracks in the Republican Party for support for what is likely to become their general election nominee.
The FAA says an audit of Boeing has found issues with the company's parts handling and storage. CBS's Matt Piper says the agency has told Boeing to make changes and fast.
The FAA says Boeing must address the findings within 3 months. It was all prompted by that door plug blowout in January on a new Alaska Air 737 MAX 9 jet.
Multiple deaths are being reported from the crash of a single-engine plane alongside a highway in Nashville. Fire Department spokeswoman Kendra Loney.
Crews arrived on scene. They were met with heavy flames and fire smoke in the area showing from that crash site.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two of Donald Trump's lawyers who helped lead Wisconsin's false elector scheme have settled a civil lawsuit against them. Lawyers Kenneth Chesbro and Jim Troupis will have to turn over 1,400 pages of documents, emails, and texts detailing how they came up with the plan. The 10 Republicans who posed as false electors settled in December. Neither Chesbro nor Troupis have to admit any wrongdoing in the settlement, though Troupis will have to pay an undisclosed amount to the plaintiffs in the case. Republican State Senator Andre Jacques of DePere is running for Congress. Jacques is running for Wisconsin's 8th congressional seat, which is being vacated by Congressman Mike Gallagher. He's the second Republican to announce their candidacy for the seat alongside former State Senator Roger Roth. No Democrats have announced yet their intention to run. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Rain, even a thunderstorm possible during the overnight. We'll see lows dropping to the upper 30s, breezy north winds, gusting as high as 30 and 35 miles per hour. Now we'll see some clouds to start your Tuesday, but skies will turn mostly sunny, lower 40s. Right now, it's 40.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Like a touchdown on your radio dial. And home of the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
From international trade policy to immigration policy to housing, we've got all kinds of topics. The wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com. When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they'd love it. I mean, after all, it's a freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. We could see the difference in the way that they behave, in their coats, and just in their general demeanor. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch, so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable, so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and how healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get up to 54% off their first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. DrMartyPets.com/Tom. That's DrMartyPets.com/THOM. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Dean in Los Angeles. Hey, Dean, what's up?
Good morning, Tom. I just wanted to chime in about that, the recent SCOTUS ruling. Which, by the way, there's a picture of me standing in front of City Hall down here holding a coffin with the American flag saying democracy died today.
Wow. Good on you.
And that was taken the day that McCutcheon was decided.
Yeah.
And I hate that I have to keep reusing that picture.
Mm-hmm.
But nevertheless, my one question about the ruling by SCOTUS is I'm trying to wrap my brain around the timing that, you know, these five kangaroos, justices had in mind when they say that it's an act of Congress that must be implemented. What act are they suggesting? What would that be, do you think?
Section 5 of the 14th Amendment, the very last part of it, which is attached to most of the constitutional amendments, says that Congress may implement, may put into legislation implementing the provisions defined in this legislation. There has never been a law passed by Congress that says if you are an insurrectionist, you can't serve. And so the Supreme Court is saying, I believe, is that therefore it's not illegal. That this has not been implemented. They don't come out and say it in those words. So, and I haven't read the decision yet. I mean, it came out this morning.
Legality.
The other possibility is that they're saying that Congress would have to do it through something like, the impeachment process, not specifically the impeachment process, but Congress would have to pass legislation specifically saying Donald Trump may not serve. But my guess is that that's not the case. My guess is that what they're saying is that because the implementing legislation was never passed, this thing doesn't count.
Well, there you go. And you have a Congress right now, is never going to pass some kind of implementing legislation.
Well, implementing legislation was never passed on the 22nd Amendment either, which says that you can only serve two terms. So, hey, where's Barack Obama? I'd like him back.
Well, there you go. That's my concern. How could you, if you think about the timing, of course, it's literally like saying that Trump is going to argue, I can go ahead and amass a bunch of militia members to come and attack Congress. And I'm immune because by the time they announce like, oh, everybody, we're in the middle of a national emergency, we don't want to institute martial law, et cetera, he grabs control, dictator for a day.
Yep.
And it just seems like there's no chance that you're going to have Congress do something the day after the 21st because they're going to switch control, right?
Yep.
But January 3rd?
January 3rd, yeah. Congress gets sworn in on January 3rd, and the president gets sworn in on January 20th.
Yeah, and in between, we do the verification of the electoral.
No, that college. Actually happens in December.
But
December 13th, I think.
That happens in December, but they verify it on January 6th.
January 6th is a date officially. That Congress accepts that. Yes. Yeah, you're right.
I'm thinking those 3 days are going to be really, buckle in. It's going to be an interesting.
I'm expecting Trump to try it all over again. I mean, I think.
And he's going to say, you can't impeach him because he's not even sworn into an office yet.
Yeah.
This is what just.
It's going to be a very dangerous time.
Imagine what they've done.
Yeah. It's going to be a very dangerous time. and these five right-wing justices with a vote that would not have held if it wasn't for Clarence Thomas, whose wife was in the middle of this. That's how absurd, that's how obscene this is. I mean, it really is obscene.
It's breathtaking to me.
It really, truly is. Dean, thank you for the call. Lori in Ocala, Florida. Hey, Lori, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I whipped out, as I often do, my pocket constitution that I got when I became a U.S. citizen. And I started reading through this 14th Amendment because something didn't sound right. Well, the SCOTUS right now has our country on a hamster wheel. That's what I think.
Yep.
The ruling that Trump is not disqualified from holding office via Section 3, kicking it back to Congress, well, that's all good because they said they can't enforce it. Well, when you go out to, when you go back to your pocket constitution and it describes the 14th Amendment, it says, lastly, Amendment 14, Section 5 gives Congress the power to enforce all provisions within the whole amendment. This gives Congress the power to pass laws that can that protect civil rights, just like the Civil Rights Act of 1964 or the amendment, the American Disabilities Act. Let's go to that Civil Rights Act that the Supreme Court has been systematically dismantling.
Gutting.
I mean, I am telling you, this is, they are setting themselves up as the ultimate power. Everything that we pass and we do by this law, that way.
Oh, they've been doing that since 1803. But let's be clear, Lori, it's not the Supreme Court that's doing this. This is five Republicans on the Supreme Court who are doing it, or six Republicans.
I understand, but right now, I understand that, Tom. But right now, we have to call them the SCOTUS because that's all we have.
Yeah.
So that's what we have. They are setting it up for future Supreme Court justices to do just this.
Everything. Yeah, no, I agree. I agree. This is there has been a massive power grab in the last 50 years by the Supreme Court and by Republicans on the Supreme Court. And they show no inclination to let go. Lori, thank you very much. Clay in Vicksburg, Mississippi. Hey, Clay, what's on your mind today?
Well, regarding the this SCOTUS ruling again, you had mentioned earlier something about, you know, people in the past had been prevented from holding office due to insurrection.
Right.
Well, my thought then was, well, what government entity prevented them from doing it? Was it a federal entity or a state entity?
Yeah, that's a good question. I know that just in the last year, I mean, just 5-6 months ago, the New Mexico Supreme Court ruled that an insurrectionist, a guy who was at the Capitol on January 6th, could not hold public office in New Mexico.
That was a state office.
To the best of my knowledge, this is the first time this has been applied to a federal office, at least in the modern era. Now there were a number of people who were not able to run for Congress in the 1860s and 1870s, who had participated with the Confederacy in the Civil War, but they just honored the amendment.
Were they prevented by a state from running for a congressional seat for their state?
I don't know. I'm sorry, Clay. I'd have to go back and look at the mechanism. I'm not familiar with the mechanism.
My thinking was that I feel like the Supreme Court, in this case, even though I don't like it, made a correct decision in that if you allow this, it's just a Pandora's box of chaos that they could be opened up. I think
individual states, some red states would start barring Biden from the ballot. I get that. But what they didn't have to do, and this is what all three of the liberal justices and Amy Coney Barrett pointed out,
the Congress thing.
That's right.
But that was why I. Yeah, that was why I asked what entity would actually do the restricting of saying
this guy
cannot be president.
It would be a federal court.
A federal court.
Sure.
Okay.
And by coincidence, the Constitution says that the federal courts enforce or rule on federal law, and the Constitution is the supreme law of the land. It is law.
Yeah. Right. So if it's a federal court that has to make the ruling, That's what I would expect. Since it's a federal election, then it would need to be a federal court to make the ruling, not a state court. And which Colorado was just a state court.
Correct.
So
correct.
That's why I kind of feel like maybe the Supreme Court ruling is justified. And, you know, all nine of them went along with that in that. Yep. In that regard.
Yeah, I get that, and I'm not outraged by that decision in and of itself, although I do think that if Colorado's person, I forget their title, the representative of their Secretary of State had done a better job in the arguments, we might have had a slightly different outcome, but
maybe.
I think it's unlikely. Yeah, thanks a lot, Clay. It is what it is. It'll be 45 minutes past the hour in just a few seconds. We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with you. You've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple of years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I'm not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who have left 5-star reviews on their website, like this one from Hallie. Honestly, the best sheets we've ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You'll have no regrets. Louise and I love how soft our Cozy Earth sheets are. Cozy Earth sheets, available now in 15 awesome colors, are made from viscose from bamboo, making them temperature regulating so you'll sleep cool and comfy year-round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code TOM at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth's bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code TOM, T-H-O-M.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring tasty ways to celebrate St. Patty's Day. O&H's St. Patty's Day Kringle has a dark chocolate cake filling layered with delicious mint custard. It's topped with Irish green icing, sprinkled with mint chocolate chips. Don't want to miss it. While there, grab a loaf of O&H's Irish soda bread made with buttermilk, raisins, and caraway seeds. It's a real taste treat, so stop in today. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on WRJN 1400 AM 99.9 FM in Racine, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, son,
How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. I really do try to live with a heart-healthy diet and a good exercise routine. And I also love Super Beats Heart Chews. I can get daily blood pressure support with just a couple of tasty chews a day. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Super Beats are clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. Yeah, I know I'm doing something good for myself every day with Super Beats Heart Chews. I've been taking them for years. I keep them by my bed so I can see them and not forget at night. They're effective and clinically studied, and they're from Super Beats, the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for cardiovascular health support. It's a convenient way to support healthy blood pressure. No pills to swallow, no ingredients to mix or prepare. Plus, they're plant-based with no artificial sweeteners or colors. Double your potential with Super Beats Heart Chews. Get a free month's supply of Super Beats Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to tomlovesbeets.com. Seriously, T-H-O-M loves B-E-E-T-S.com. Exclusive offer only at tomlovesbeets.com. 10 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Carl in Chicago. Hey, Carl, thanks for listening to WCPT. What's up?
Hey, Tom. Happy Monday.
Thank you. Back at you.
Tom, you know, it looks like the Republicans have a foolproof plan to win the election. You probably know this, but if Trump wins the election, the House of Representatives, which is controlled by the Republicans, they're just going to refuse to accept the results of the election. And basically, they're going to say that there were some problems in certain states, and they won't be able to come up with the 270 votes that they need for Biden. And then they're and when they throw it back to the states, you know, they have 26, we have 23. Pennsylvania is a 50-50 state. And basically, Trump will be the winner of the election.
I agree. I wrote an op-ed about it a week or so ago and talked about it at some length on this program. Yeah, absolutely right.
And here it is 8 months out, and we have no answer for that. And my question is, are the Democrats ever going to come up with their own dirty tricks group to fight fire with fire? Because you know what, you can't play a gentleman's game when you're fighting in the streets. Mm-hmm. The simple things that Biden can do that he's not doing, all he would have to do in one of his speeches at a nationally televised speech is to say, yeah, the Saudi Arabia owns the largest gasoline refinery in the United States and in Port Arthur, Texas. It was done under Trump, and everybody would have that information. Right now, virtually nobody has that information.
Right.
All of the dirty tricks that the Republicans, if they were running our party, they could do a better job, and I'm just very disappointed in the Democrats. What's your answer for that? We're 8 months out. What's your answer to try?
I get what you're saying, and you know, probably the best example of this is the Lincoln Project, which is a bunch of ex-Republicans are, you know, constantly going for the juggler against Republicans, whereas the Democrats are like, well, let's talk about the legislation we want to pass. I don't know. I've been banging my head on this wall for years, Carl. It's a tough one. Carl, thanks for the call. Pauline in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Hey, Pauline, what's on your mind today?
Hi. I have a question for you.
Hmm?
If Nikki Haley, on independent, what if she ran independent and would make Trump and some of the Republicans just like, maybe give a lot more votes for Biden and for her, and to get Trump out of the picture, because I don't know what else to do. I mean, there's a lot of people that love Biden, but a lot of them are concerned about, you know, the AIDS and all that. And, you know, it's understandable. But Nikki Haley is very strong,
yeah.
And I don't know if that's possible.
Yeah, no, I don't know if she has any plans like that. I would be surprised, frankly. I think she wants to hang on to her status in the GOP. it appears to me that the game plan that she has right now is to hang on until the Republican convention in the event that between now and then anything happens to Donald Trump. You know, he's old, he's obese, he's not healthy. Something might happen there, or something might happen legally to him, or whatever. I think she's probably, trying to hang on until then. But I'm not real optimistic that it's going to have the outcome that we want. I'd be surprised if she ran as an independent, frankly.
Well, I think a lot of people that I know would probably vote for her because they don't want to go with Biden again because they're afraid. And they certainly don't want to go Trump. But I would rather have them go to her and lose some of the votes because a lot of Republicans aren't even supporting her. And a lot of these people that say they're Christians, which talk out of both sides of their mouth, I just really would love.
No, I get it. The other wild card is Bobby Kennedy. You know, if he gets in the race and runs as an independent or a libertarian or whatever, there are some polling suggesting that he'll pull more votes from Republicans than Democrats. But I'm skeptical of that, frankly, because of the Kennedy name. But we'll see. Pauline, thank you for the call. Marilyn in Sarasota. Hey, Marilyn, what's up?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
You said earlier that there's no right to vote in the Constitution, right?
Correct. And that's what the Supreme Court said in 2000.
Well, but it says it six times.
I know. I agree. I think this.
I don't understand.
I know.
Six times.
I know. I agree with you. But the Supreme Court keeps saying, first of all, there is no right to vote for president because you vote for electors rather than for president. So that's, Rehnquist was technically correct when he wrote that in the Bush v. Gore decision in 2000.
But still have the right to vote for the electors.
That's correct. And you should have a right to vote, period. But the fact of the matter is that multiple states, mostly red states, mostly going after Democratic cities, blue cities in red states, routinely purge people from voting rolls without knowing whether or not they're legitimate or not. It's going on right now in a big way. And, this is a real crisis, and the Supreme Court has just refused to recognize it because it's been controlled by Republicans since the 1970s. Marilyn, I got to run, but thank you for the call. Your point is spot on. And thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you. And enjoy life. We'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from a few extra pounds to being more fit, and we could tell that they look better and they feel better. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get up to 54% off their first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
On air, online, and on the Civic Media app.
Battle stations, everybody. Let's go, go,
this
go, go,
is 1400 go. AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Coming up Tuesday on Matt Nair On Air, Fancy Brian Kelly joins us to kick around the news. In hour number two, all things Wisconsin with the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke. Don't miss it.
The Todd Allbush Show.
Green Bay is a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Voters in 15 states and the island territory of American Samoa are just hours away from casting their